KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Better adjust my headset here. I can't hear myself. There we go. Now I know.
Terrible.
I'm blaming Dave.
That's right. Yeah. It's all your fault, Dave. You come in here and you mess with the knobs and, you know, you talk and you do all these things. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent and I'm your host. It's Sovereign Mind Radio.
And it's Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. Yeah, I almost forgot to show up for the show. Today is March 9th, 2013. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob, our all-around trusted soundboard operator and great guy.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Let's see. We're streaming live worldwide. If you're listening, go to the chat room and weigh in on the issues. That's at KCNR1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. Let's see. Redding Tea Party meets every Monday night, 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview, Destiny Fellowship. And with that in mind,
having a rummage sale over there today. It was yesterday and today. I believe it's running from 8 to 2. So, again, get out there. They've got a lot of good stuff, I hear, down there. So go out there and help support them.
Very good. Very good. Let's see. Any veterans events? Or should I do a quote first?
Go ahead. Do a quote.
Okay. Here's the quote. Politics. The definition of politics is poly means many, and ticks are blood-sucking parasites.
Oh, boy. Wouldn't have any of that out there.
Yeah, nothing like that going on out there. What else we got here? Let's see. Veterans event.
Okay. Well, we got Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day coming on March 30th. That is going to be at the Shasta County Veterans Hall. That's located at 1605 Ubis Street. It will start at 10 a.m. and run to 3. They're having lunch down there. And then there will be a ceremony out at Igo Cemetery at 10:30. I know Missing in America Project will be doing the escort on that. So come show your support on that one.
Very good. Very good. Okay, let's see. What should we talk about? Well, I kind of want to – we're going to do Greg Hunter after the first break here. I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on in D.C. here, you know, with the sequester and Obama. But, you know, this story I got here from Armstrong Economics Forecasting the World. So you can go to armstrongeconomics.com if you want to see this. And it talks about what's going on with, happened on a Capitol Hill. You know, we got John Boehner, a country club Republican who stands for nothing of any true substance. He will cut a deal for the sake of cutting deals and believes you can split the difference over golf. He was not a fan of the sequester. Nonetheless, he barely held the slot as Speaker of the House that he cherishes so much because there was nobody who was running against him. Under his mantle, the Republicans have won absolutely nothing. Each time Obama pushes and Boehner has caved in, extending the debt ceiling and agreeing to raising taxes. Okay, so we've got this last thing. The sequester was automatic. Nobody could agree. And then the sky's not falling yet. But that'll be later.
Just give it a little time there. You can't rush into these things.
We have the debt ceiling coming up again. And, of course, they're going to have to raise that or the economy will implode because you can't keep you know, you got to keep poking $85 billion a month in from the Fed. Otherwise, the economy collapses. And, oh, but it's getting better. Jobs are getting better. The, you know, blue sky sunshine, you know.
Yeah, everything's great.
What a day for a walk in the park. So, you know, it's just getting, you know, how much, when are you guys going to, who are saying that the it's getting better, you know, when is it going to get worse? You know, I mean, it's like we've been in recovery for 5 years. Yep. Anyway.
Well, unemployment did go down.
Yeah, right. I got a watch. You want to buy a watch? You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, they can just let anything go out there and we're supposed to believe it. You know, there have been no spending cuts under Boehner. If he agreed with Obama, if he agreed with Obama this time, he would have been tarred and feathered while the Republicans would have split into the real bonfire of the vanities. In other words, you know, the pressure's on a little bit here, and these guys are been cutting backroom deals for so long that people are getting absolutely fed up with it. So, that doesn't mean there's no sneaking backroom deals still going on under the headlines.
That wouldn't happen.
No. There's a continuing resolution to extend the debt ceiling that comes due at the end of the month. What will happen when they hand Obama flexibility while most likely keeping the $85 billion number? You can imagine the automatic cuts are to be, you know, $1.2 trillion. This is just 85, you know, it's ridiculous. This 85 billion is a drop in the bucket. And but I think what they're setting this whole thing up for is when the economy does tank, because the real economy is tanking, you know, it's going to be the Republican blame again, and the media spin will just jump all over it, and it's utterly ridiculous. So with that, let's go. I think we can go to our first break here. And then we'll come back with Greg Hunter and the weekly wrap-up. And then we'll go from there with the rest of the show.
All right. This is Community Radio for the North State. KCNR. Sorry, Shasta.
Sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me?
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome a defender of property rights, water rights, and liberty, Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd. He advocated fiscal responsibility long before there was a Tea Party. Gary is our local authority on UN Agenda 21. Get to know him this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR. The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay.
Yeah, everybody, let's dance now. Today's Beatle Day.
All right, then.
Yeah, we got a little bit of other stuff going on, but this is for Raleigh Sally out there. I know she likes the Beatles. Anyway, so we got this other video of Greg Hunter, and I'm really, like, you know, encourage everybody to support him out there because he's doing a heck of a job there at USA Watchdog. So let's listen to this video, and then we'll hear what he has to say, and then we'll talk some more about the sequester and the sequester. Yeah.
It's definitely a different day here in the studio this morning.
More coffee and grog for the men. So anyway, go ahead, Bob, and play the video, and we'll see you on the other side of it.
Hello, I'm Greg Hunter. This is the weekly news wrap-up for Friday, March 8th, 2013. Well, the answer is no. The president cannot and does not have the power to use drone strikes on Americans on U.S. soil as long as they're not armed, as long as they're not doing something evil like 9/11 or Pearl Harbor. But that's what Rand Paul got out of his 13-hour filibuster. Brennan got, you know, confirmed as the CIA director. And he basically filibustered. He wanted an answer. Do you think you have the power to kill Americans with drone strikes who are unarmed, who are not engaged in military activity? Do you think you have the power to do that on U.S. soil? And finally, the president, through his attorney general, Eric Holder, said in a very simple letter, the answer is no. He said this was legal before, but now it's no. And I'll tell you when things really got ugly, and not only did, Rand Paul and some other Republican senators, but when liberal Democratic Senator Ron Wyden stepped in and said, hey, yeah, no, what's going on with this drone strike program? Do you think you have the power to do it? Wyden, a liberal Democrat, that was an uh-oh moment for the White House. You can't pass it off as some, you know, partisan politics when, you know, a high-ranking, very liberal member of your own party says, hey, wait a minute, yeah, that's a good question, that's valid. And Wyden's been trying to get information from the Obama White House for a couple of years on the foreign drone strike policy, you know, where we're killing Americans in countries where we don't have declared wars. The whole program is secret. And here's another question. Who gets to decide who lives and who dies and why? Where is the congressional oversight? There is zero. None. Nunca. Nada. I mean, I get it that if we're at war in a country or we're fighting bad guys in a country and they're getting ready to do something bad, they're plotting something bad. Yes, I get it. Drone strikes. Cool. Good. Got it. Okay? But, you know, we basically, kill people for political reasons now, including a 16-year-old boy in Yemen. Now, where we're using these are top secret, but, we've been in Yemen. We have used them in Pakistan. We don't have declared wars in either of those countries, but clearly the reporting shows we're killing people. Some people call it the drone murder program. Not only American citizens, but citizens of other countries where we don't have declared war. And I think this should open up a lot more questions about transparency. The Obama administration doesn't want, you know, any real oversight for all this. And I say, where are the liberals on this? Finally, yesterday, some liberals came out and said, hey, these are valid questions about how we're using this program, who gets to decide who lives and dies, is this constitutional, which I say it is not, even abroad. And, you know, the liberal, where's Dianne Feinstein, who's a part of the Armed Services Committee? Why isn't she out, you know, saying, hey, wait a minute, hold on a minute, whoa. I mean, you're from liberal San Francisco. And this is why Rand Paul is dangerous to both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Why? Because, you know, liberals might like what he's saying and do. And some Republicans might like what he's saying and do. And some of the middle might say, yeah, that makes perfect sense. You know, America is supposed to be this bright, shining light on the hill. We're supposed to have a democracy. We're supposed to have due process. That's in our Constitution. You know, right of charge and trial and a fair trial. And to be, you know, to have a charge. In this case, there's no charges. There's no trial. Just somebody on a joystick going, oh, it's your turn to die. So I hope this opens up a much wider conversation about this for anybody who's been on USAWatchdog.com. I've been talking about this for a long time, and I am so happy that this is coming to light, and both Democrats and Republicans are saying, hey, wait a minute, we need to take a long look at this. It's totally unconstitutional, and I'm glad at least Americans on U.S. soil can't be killed using drone strikes. Well, the sequester hype was just that. You know, where the forced budget cuts, about 2.5%, or if you want to do just the non-discretionary, you know, discretionary spending, about 5%. You know, we're not eating horse meat. The world continued to spin. The sun came up. They're still flying planes in and out of the airports. The hype was just that. A lot of hype. And I'll tell you, we need a lot more cuts. We take in. You know, 2.7 trillion or so. The spending is 3.8 trillion. 2.7, 3.8. Wow, that's more than $1 trillion spent extra every year. That doesn't count what we commit to. That's 6-7 times higher than that. That's 6 or 7 trillion according to generally accepted accounting principles. I mean, they're cutting 85 billion this year in 3.8 trillion in spending. That's 3,800 billion, 85 billion cut out of 3,800 billion. And in terms of the sequester hype and how everything was going to grind to a halt, what is the TSA, the Education Department, you know, Family Service, what are they doing with their budget that a few percent cut can grind them to a complete halt, the USDA? What are they doing with the rest of their money? And when they lose 3-4%, 2%, 2.5%, whatever they lose, 5%. What is happening to the rest of their money? Why does their entire department come to a grinding halt, supposedly, when they have to cut, what, 3, 4, 5% out of their budget? Listen, we need to cut a lot more. We spend $1 trillion more every year than we're taking in. So $85 billion a year, that's not going to cut it. And we can't raise taxes high enough to make up for the spending. That's for sure. North Korea threatened the United States with a preemptive first strike. They're not happy about the accelerating sanctions that they just got. You know, the West isn't happy with, you know, yet another nuclear weapons test. I take these guys very seriously. A lot of people say, well, they're just children. Yeah, they're children with nuclear weapons. They've been test firing, launching over Japan. I find this a little unnerving. John Kerry, the new Secretary of State, has jumped right into the frying pan out of the fire. And, you know, he says that things are escalating in Syria, and he's given them $60 million, which in the world of trillions isn't a lot of money, but, I mean, that's a civil war. Syria is the Hatfields and McCoys. That's, you know, the Shia Hezbollah and the Sunni Al-Qaeda. And we're giving money to, you know, a group of rebels that is backed significantly by Al-Qaeda. I didn't know there was a good Al-Qaeda and a bad Al-Qaeda. I mean, we're killing Al-Qaeda in Yemen, but we're giving them $60 million in Syria. The next thing John Kerry talked about was Iran, and he said that, you know, useful time, his words, useful time is running out for Iran's, you know, to negotiate on its nuclear program. Now, I don't know how many times that somebody can cry a wolf before somebody pulls the trigger, but this is yet another very dangerous situation. The Iran thing, the Syria thing, North Korea, you know, the tremendous, you know, budget problems that America has, and yet the stock market is hitting new highs this week. That's absolutely unbelievable. A wealth manager said, we don't know where all the money's coming from. Really? The Fed? Really? The Federal Reserve is printing money to prop up the U.S. economy, and that includes the stock market. They're buying bonds. They're propping up the stock market. If you feel comfortable with your investments in a market that is almost completely supported by the government, would have gone nowhere without all this money printing, you should stay in stocks. If you don't, you should be looking into doing what Bill Gross says and buy something that you can sink your teeth into. He is, of course, the head of PIMCO, the bond king, with you know, a couple of $1 trillion under management. Buy tangible assets is what he's saying. I would listen to him. Finally, USA Watchdog, we had a week where we didn't get attacked. Yay. And also, you know, I just want to, you know, thank everybody for all your support, for the people coming here, for folks clicking on the ads on the site, or for the few people that use the donations button. Really appreciate your support in coming to the site and reading the material and commenting. Thank you very much for supporting USA Watchdog. That's the way I see it. Have a nice weekend.
Well, there we have it. That's the weekly wrap-up with Greg Hunter. And, you know, this guy is really good. I really like what he how he analyzes the news. And, you know, I mean, you just think about what we – he just went over, covered a lot of subjects. But, you know, it's funny, you know, Rand Paul getting attacked from both sides. You know, you got Lindsey Graham and Senator McCain attacking him. And then, you know, we're going to play another segment on the other side with James Carville attacking him. Yeah, they're not cut from the same cloth. The Republicans and Democrats, they're all different, right?
Right. Sure they are, yeah.
Yeah, unless you challenge the authority of the banking or the status quo.
Or any authority, yeah.
The Constitution is supposed to be like, you know, the document that's governing the land. Yeah, anything like that, and guess what happens? You get attacked. Yeah, you're just another guy yelling, crying wolf, and the sky's falling, and it's okay to, you know, have drones, running around killing American citizens. I mean, under the right circumstances.
Yeah, you gotta remember, yeah, that's what Eric Holder said, under the right circumstances, you know.
Yeah.
Other than that, we won't do anything, right? And you're gonna believe that.
Well, of course.
Oh.
You know, why would you believe anything else? I mean, but, you know, here's one from Eric Holder. He talks about he's not going to prosecute any of the banks that have been killing the economy, with fraud because they're too big to prosecute. This is from.
Oh, really?
This is from the WashingtonBlog.com. Failure to prosecute fraud cases, economic downturns. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said today. This was this last week. I don't know, a couple days ago. I am concerned that the size of some of these institutions, banks, become so large that it does become difficult for us to prosecute them. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Especially when you're in their pocket.
I was going to say. Of course not.
Hard to prosecute somebody when you're in their pocket. You know, you can't see anything. It's dark. Anyway, when we...
in a manner of speaking.
Yeah. When we are hit with indications that you do, that if you do prosecute, if you do bring criminal charge, it will have a negative impact on the national economy, perhaps even the world. So we can't, you know, we can't prosecute HSBC or JP Morgan or anybody, HSBC and some of these banks that admitted that they were laundering drug money for the Mexican cartels, and we can't prosecute them for
that will cut into his budget.
Oh, it's going to have an effect on the national economy and even the world. Really? So these banks can't be criminally charged with no matter what they do because they'll blow up the economy? Is that how it works? Oh, yeah. So let's just let the banks do whatever they want. They have their own set of rules. They're funding all this stuff. You know, let's just keep, you know,
but that's what the administration is doing is setting their own rules.
Yeah.
They're not going by the Constitution. They're going by policy, not by the law of the land, well, which, you know.
Yeah, and the banks can do no wrong, you know. And then we wonder why the stock market is, oh, and the liberals, look, the stock.
5 days in a row, it's up. Yay.
We have a new record high. Oh, we're not worthy. Really? So in Zimbabwe, when they crashed for their hyperinflation, did you know that in Zimbabwe, that they had a huge market gain, right before they starved? Because guess what? Their central bank was pumping money into the economy to make the stock market look like it was doing very well. And that's kind of what we got going right now is the Fed is just pumping. I mean, where else is this money going to go? I mean, it's not going into the economy. You can't let it just sit offshore. So let's keep buying stocks and make it look like the
futures are good.
Oh yeah. Life is good because the Dow Jones is at 14,000.
Yeah.
Probably not gonna work out very well. Anyway, I think, we've got another break here and we'll come back with some more stuff.
Alright, this is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone.
Help!
When I was young, was so much younger than
anybody's help in any way.
But now
these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured.
Now
I find a change of mind, I'll open up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
And I do appreciate you being around.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino would like to thank everyone who attended a Mardi Gras masquerade, a year to remember, 2013. We would like to thank the Keyhole Mystery Theater and Front and Center Dance Studio for their wonderful entertainment. It always brings us joy to recognize the amazing organizations we partner with. This year, we were proud to recognize the Shasta Treatment Center with an extra award for all the work they do. It's because of organizations like you that our area is a true community. We would also like to thank all our sponsors for their support, especially KCNR.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board.
We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. Lord, don't you know?
Have me a time with a poor man's lady hitching on a twilight train.
I love that song.
Ain't nothing here that I care.
Can't sing it, but I love it. Better keep my day job.
Yeah, you better.
All right, we're back. And now we've got a piece here that we're going to play from James Carville and the Ed Show. Yeah. And so we got some good stuff on today, and this one talks about Rand Paul and the filibuster this last week, and I just want to kind of give you the other side of the news here from the Democratic viewpoint. Oh, and they kind of throw in a little birther thing here too, which I sort of like, because you know half the nation's starting to turn into birthers, but of course they're all nuts.
Well,
and
yeah.
So,
because once again, you're questioning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't want to even talk about. Let's not talk about any evidence. Let's not talk about anything. Of actual consequence, or anything that really matters. Rule of law. Let's not examine the. Let's not have anybody examine any of the evidence. We'll just keep.
No, but it's on that side of the aisle. You can't do that.
No.
I mean, what's the matter with you?
Oh, what are you thinking? So, I think he's getting it queued up here. I think we're ready to go.
All right.
We're going to play a little bit of this video and hear what the Mr. Ed oh no, it's not Mr. Ed, but Wilbur, the Ed Show, that's what it is, with James Carville. And go ahead, Bob, play it.
The only people who don't want to disclose the truth are people with something to hide.
Joining me tonight, James Carville, Democratic strategist, political consultant, and author of It's the Middle Class, Stupid. James, good to have you back on the Ed Show.
Oh, we're good to be here.
I tell you what, that must have been a heck of a dinner last night. President Obama must have really fed him good when you got John McCain and Lindsey Graham defending his policy on the Senate floor and calling out their own party. What do you make of that?
Well, they're going back and forth. Let's remember, this is a party that vast numbers believed that the president was not born in the United States. Vast numbers think that the earth is 5,000 years old. They didn't have dinosaurs and people. Or occupied the earth at the same time. Vast numbers deny climate change. I mean, they've got people like, preppers and birthers and God knows what not over there. So some of them are going to believe when Rand Paul says that. By the way, Freedom Works, you remember this clown outfit with Dick paid Dick Armey, an $8 million severance, and they had guns up in there trying to get papers out and everything? They supporting Rand Paul to the nth degree. Don't think for one minute that he doesn't have deep support with all these cockamamie conspiracy theories that he's got going and blowing people up in restaurants in Houston or bedrooms in Bowling Green.
It is so over the top. It's outrageous. I've never heard a senator theorize like that on the floor before.
But Ed, you got 10 House members that are on birther bills. You had half the Republican presidential field in 2008 denying evolution. I mean, the idea that this is somehow some just kind of nutty thing that this is a party, not saying all of them, maybe not most, but vast numbers believe in some of the weirdest stuff that you can imagine.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely playing with his imagination to think. What's he think that the military is going to call up the state police there in Kentucky and all of a sudden a couple of his buddies are going to be a target? I mean, it's just nuts.
Yeah, but I mean, look, there's a big, he has a lot of, like I say, the Tea Party, the quote, organic Tea Party, Freedom Works, and them—they supporting this. I think Paul probably has some support. You hear some support out there for him among these Republicans. It doesn't make sense to me, but a lot of stuff that they say makes no sense to me.
And Rand Paul, of course, is pounding his chest, talking about all the support he's getting for the filibuster.
A lot of Americans sent us letters and emails and Twitter. People were excited that we were standing up for something that's important to a lot of people.
All right. Now, is this all about 2016 for this joker? What do you think?
Well, it's a combination. I think it is about 2016 for him. I think it's also about raising campaign. I think he believes some of this stuff. I don't have a question to Rand Paul. I think has been out there and been out there for a long, long time. But understand, he's not way out of the mainstream of a good part of the Republican Party. These are the same people that, were buying gold from bullion from Glenn Beck or whatever he was doing over there. These people are bite on almost any kind of conspiracy that you put out there for them. And he's lying, he's getting those ducks lined up. For all I know, he may be a formidable candidate in 2016.
All right, now, what about the Senate filibuster? I mean, do you think what he did, this stunt, is going to help the Senate reconsider the rules of the filibuster? Of course, it's up to Harry Reid. I'll have commentary on that later. But, I mean, this is a moment. You got some Democratic senators over there who are pushing Harry Reid to change the rules. And lo and behold, here comes Rand Paul doing the talking filibusters, what they were talking about all along.
Yeah, I think I'm not a parliamentary expert, but I think there's this filibuster where you stand up and you got to do the Jimmy Stewart thing and stand up there and talk forever, but that can last only so long. But now I think the rule is if they just don't get 60 votes and threaten to filibuster, the bill goes down. I think there's going to be some sort of tweaking. And they're holding up all kinds of judicial appointments and appointments in the government. I mean, the record is just horrendous. It's much more than anything we've ever experienced in the past. And there's a great deal of frustration. I think Rand Paul's thing was a kind of a comic show to a lot of people, but it was, you know, a 12 or 13 hour thing.
Well, about the drone program. Where are the Democrats on this debate?
Where are the Democrats on the drone debate? Yeah, that's enough. I can't take anymore.
Yeah, there's vast numbers of guys out there that, you know, believe in the Constitution and believe in God. And
yeah.
Vast numbers of guys out there that believe in limited government, you know, and that we got a problem. And there's vast numbers that, you know, believe in the birth certificate thing and the president.
They stand up for the truth.
Yeah, there's vast numbers of people out there that believe in God, you know, and not evolution, you know, and there's a global
challenge.
Wow. You know, it's like, really? James, you know, you want to choke the guy. Because he is so he's so disingenuous. He's such a liar. He's such a political hack. And then you got Mr. Ed. Yo, yeah, James. You know, really? You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but the problem with this is that this is what a lot of mainstream is listening to.
Yeah,
it's like, really?
Yeah, this is what the hardcore libs are listening to. Yeah, you know, I believe in, you know, global warming and green things. Really? Okay, so it doesn't matter that the guy can drone strike you or there's, you know, out of control government, tyranny. You know, that's all good just because this is a black president, right?
Well, yeah.
Hmm.
That's the only reason you're picking on him. That's the only reason we pick on him is because.
Now, isn't this interesting that Rand Paul's being attacked from both sides? Does this sound familiar to any you Tea Party guys out there?
In general.
Well, you know, anybody who believes in the Constitution, limited government, you know, the principles of freedom, central banking problems, anybody who talks about any of these are branded, you're some kind of moron birther guy, right?
Yeah, anybody that questions them and what they're doing up there. There's something wrong with us.
Yeah, I bet you're one of those truthers too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, okay. Whatever.
And the Constitution's an old piece of paper and it's not worth anything.
It's a living document that's outdated. Let's change it to, I have an idea. There's this fellow named Marx. Carl, I believe was his name. He wrote this manifesto thing, and I think it's very valid these days where we give all the power to the government and, you know, we retain none and then we all work together in the workers' paradise.
Well, that's probably a true statement because that's what they're doing to our children in the school these days.
Yeah. The collectivist, utopian world is, yeah. Really?
Yeah. I mean, no matter what you give to these idiots, they will, you know, dispute it.
Tell us how you really feel.
You know?
Yeah, cue up that Baghdad thing, Bob. You know, this is, you know, we got this thing. This is the end of this thing. This is great because, you know, this is what one of Hussein's generals were saying, you know, when we were attacking Baghdad, you know, we're getting ready to invade.
Baghdad. Don't believe them. They are nowhere. This is silly.
Yeah, they're nowhere near Baghdad. This is silly. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous, Fred. You know, really? So the government doesn't spew any propaganda. You can see the guys coming out of the media, attack both sides. So we got Carville on one side, and all of a sudden they're in line with Lindsey Graham and John McCain.
Yep.
Oh, who'd have figured that one out? Yeah, we're just a bunch of country redneck bumpkins. Yeah, no, they couldn't be on the same side, could they? Really?
Yeah, they can't be getting their money from the same people at all.
No, and when you have a central bank that counterfeits money constantly. I guess that's
well,
not...
there's nothing you can do about it, though.
Oh, yeah. You just buy everything and everyone, and guess what? Everybody's on the same side except the guys who want freedom and liberty. Interesting. And then those guys are just a bunch of birther idiots, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same guys. So, how are we doing on time? Do we need to go to a break here? Because, you know, yeah, maybe we
Yeah,
do.
We can break right now.
Yeah, let's do a break right now.
Okay, if you want to call in and talk with us or have a question or comment about what we're talking about, give us a call at 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
It's much too groovy a summer's day to waste running round in the city. But here on the sand, I can dream away or look at the girls if they're pretty. It's a turn down day. Nothing on my mind. It's a turn down day and I dig it.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology, the Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a Hopper.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And don't call the 800 number.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
That's going back a little ways.
Yeah, we dug into the archives for that one. The old red rubber ball. Yeah. I feel like dancing now. Okay, so let's see. Let's talk about central banking printing money. You know, here's this from the Telegraph. And then we'll do a little silver update first up. Okay, there's shortages going on. The mint ran out of silver blanks mid-January. Orders are backing up. Deliveries out extending out 2 to 3 weeks a month, and the price goes down. Does anybody see anything wrong with that picture?
Isn't that the way it usually goes?
Yeah, and when you run out of things and the supply is not there and it's needed for absolutely needed in industry and everything, and so the price goes down on a supply and demand issue. Really? No manipulation there going on.
No.
Just,
Oh, kind of like the stock market thing going on.
Yeah,
all
you got to do
is
just hang on. And those people with the patience to hang on to this and run through it are going to be rewarded.
How much more is left to mine? Do we even know that?
Well, according to the USGS report, you can look this up, by 2020, silver is supposed to be the first element to become completely extinct at present use and present consumption. So, and at the same time, it's going down, right?
Yeah,
that's really going to work out well. But JP Morgan has nothing to do with that. Yeah, not the silver shorts. Anyway, so let's go back to the Telegraph here. We've got the central bank printing money and the mystery of soaring shares. So we talked about that a little bit. This comes from the telegraph.com.uk. And in the United Kingdom, they're talking about how the stock market keeps going up, and because the central bank keeps printing money and poking money into the market because there's no place else to put it, they're not really wanting to buy a lot of gold. So we got a
caller on the line.
We better get him in here because I could bloviate forever.
We have Terry on the line. Are you there, Terry?
I am.
How are you this morning?
Fine, darling. How you doing? How you doing, Mark?
Hey, we're doing good.
Fun never stops.
I know, buddy. I bet that's a reprieve for you. I know you got a tough season you're dealing with right now. Tax season is always fun and games for you, isn't it, pal?
Yeah. I just want to sing in. It's been a hard day's night. Yeah. Working like a dog. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
I got a question for you, and maybe you can explain this. But, we keep talking about silver going down, silver going down, silver going down. Well, you know, the thing is that makes silver actually accessible because you can get it. It isn't like you can't get it. It's there.
Okay.
And it makes it to where the price is going down so people can have it. So there are people that may be thinking, well, if the price keeps going down so we can get it,
yep,
then how is it being manipulated?
Buying opportunity here, I'll tell you what. How's it being manipulated? Because the Alan Greenspan made a program back in the day that can, a computer, and the Fed has control over the algorithms of that computer on the spot. There's a couple ways they do it. That might be one way. The other way is that what they do is they create, paper, silver, and they sell it worldwide through the ETFs, exchange traded funds. So what they're doing is they're suppressing the market by papering it over. And these guys are not known for counterfeiting or anything.
No.
You know, it's not like the Fed prints money.
Yeah, that's all true.
Yeah.
That's all true. But actually, for the average guy that maybe has $1,500 or $1,000, he can go begin to buy silver. So again, if it's going down and they're manipulating it to go down, how does that keep the silver out of the hands of freedom-loving Americans?
It doesn't. The only thing they can do is keep you believing that you want to stay in paper money and not go to hard currency. And this is such an opportunity for all the little guys out there to not get completely consumed with this paper project. You know, and to put it in perspective, I bought $17.50 worth of silver quarters the other day, pre-64. And do you know how much that translates into paper dollars right now?
How much, buddy?
$400. Now think about that. $17.50 used to buy what we now spend $400 on. That's how bad our currency has been devalued over time. And that's how the price of the metals have held their value, even in this down market with nothing else going on. Even at the price that it's set right now, it's a total bargain, because we used to buy with $17.50 worth of quarters what now costs us $400.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
Is that basically people have to kind of take these lemons and turn it into lemonade.
Absolutely.
The fact that, well, these guys, the powers that be, think that they're scheming one on us and making us be disinterested in silver. It should be actually the complete opposite.
Well, they don't think we're smart enough.
In the stock market, when you buy when it's low
and you sell when it's high.
Sell when it's high.
Yeah.
So I think they're doing us a great service. Maybe we ought to take the tack that, hey, buy it now. These guys are,
buy it till your hands bleed, yeah. Terry. Right now is the probably.
But get physical possession.
Yeah,
physical
possession. Don't buy none of these ETFs and this paper stuff that
they're
getting.
Oh, yeah. And you've always said that to people. It's always been, you've always given great advice that way on that. And I agree with you. I mean, if you're going to buy silver now, it's plentiful for the average guy. But you're right. If you, you know, you want to put a gazillion dollars into it and you want to buy the paper, you're probably going to end up, dare I say, screwed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, you can just say that. I think you just did. Good.
Yeah. And the real deal is I'm not sure that this opportunity is going to be around much longer. I mean, you know, all of the pundits are saying we're going into recovery and blah, 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 but we're ready for this whole thing to start unwinding here pretty soon. And when it does, it's going to get ugly for the people who have their assets in the markets, in the paper, and in the stuff that is really just paper instead of hard assets. It's like Greg Hunter said at the beginning, get your money. And this is from Pimp in the World. This guy, you know, manages a couple of $1 trillion. He's saying get into real assets. Well, what he's talking about is gold, silver, anything.
Teacher.
Who was that?
Some big guy who looks like a Viking. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to bring up real quick, if I may, was
if you'd have said James Carville, man, I was hanging out.
You know me better than that. Yeah, the other thing I wanted to bring up was the drone situation. You know, there's been a lot of analogies on the drones, and technology is always good. And there's been an analogy that, you know, compared to guns. And when you stop and think about it, if there's a nut shooting someone in South Carolina, then he has the bullets and he does the action. But if somebody has a drone, you can get that feed and intercept that feed somewhere else.
Yeah.
If you use the analogy that only the bad people that do bad things, I mean, a bad person can have a hammer and kill somebody. In fact, there's more people killed by hammers than guns in the United States a year.
Yeah, I'm not against drones, Terry. What I'm against is the government saying that we can kill anybody anytime we want. And drones just happen to be the weapon of preferred choice.
Well, that and also the fact that when you have something that comes out and is being mass produced, a cell phone, an iPad, et cetera, the general public really has access to that. But who's going to buy drones? I mean, you know, I'm not going to buy a drone to fly over my competitions.
When they start making drones that look like Raquel Welch, I'll think about it. Yeah, but you're right. I mean, it's really ridiculous when you look at these drone things. I mean, you know, the military is pretty much the people who are going to have these drones in law enforcement.
And military is good. I mean, I'm glad that we have that to save our boys' lives and to do that. But again, it's, you know, that with the argument that it depends on whose hands they're in. Well, the majority of them are in the Obama administration's hands. And
exactly.
I don't know about you, but I that would give me pause. I mean, it's kind of like, pause. I can't get my counter drone like I can get a weapon to protect myself.
What do you mean they're not being transparent on the issue here?
Well, what are you saying here? Are you saying that the Obama administration can't be trusted? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I mean,
you never know what kind of call they're going to make.
Yeah, I mean, if it's always the argument that something can be something in one person's hands and the other person's hands, well, if all that's equal and these people and anybody can get their hands on this, you know, then that's fine. But the drones are specifically made for the use of the government. I mean, that's the main use of them. I mean, you don't build a battleship and have the battleship not be used to the military. I mean, what does the private sector use a drone for, other than maybe finding people who are lost or maybe helping with fires? But then again, you're still going to need to send the guys out there to jump in there and to take care of some things. So right. I'm trying to figure out where all this private usage is. I'd just like to hear some. I'd like to have somebody call, or maybe this fella who is developing the drones and making them here in Shasta County. Maybe come on and say, here are some of the uses that drones could have in the private sector to where we could get both sides of the story.
Well, I don't like my neighbor much these days, so I think I'm going to get a drone, you know. And, you know, I think under the constitutional, it's a living document. We ought to make it so Mark can kill all the neighbors with the drones. Yeah, that would work out, wouldn't it?
No. Well, I mean, there's probably some uses that I don't know about other than the ones I mentioned. Of course, you know, I'm spotting, all a million percent behind the military having drones.
Spotting fires. I mean, there's probably a lot of good.
Yeah, there could be some good uses, but the problem is there's always somebody out there that is, you know, not transparent, and they're going to be using them for other things, just like, you know, our Second Amendment. The premise is that it's good.
The biggest thing that we should have taken away from this thing was Eric Holder saying, well, you know, yeah, the president could use those without due process. Really? until he was pressed to the point of, the president really shouldn't be able to kill people without, due process or anything.
Well, that should have been our first clue when Eric Holder opened his mouth and started speaking.
Oh, and Eric Holder, what a stellar guy.
Yeah, that's what I mean,
Fast and furious, not prosecuting the black guys in Philadelphia for voter fraud.
Bringing terrorists back to New York to try them.
Are you talking about the Black Panthers?
Yeah.
For blocking the people of...
Okay. I think they're going to cut us off here.
Okay, guys. Well, listen, have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Sue.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It's force, and force like fire is a danger to servant and fearful master.
This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
All right. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama says being a nation full of different beliefs makes America strong and sometimes makes democracy messy. He says he's reaching out to lawmakers on both sides about the budget.
Ultimately, what makes us special is when we summon the ability to see past those differences and come together around the belief that what binds us together will always be more powerful than what drives us apart.
The president in his weekly address for the Republicans, it's Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, saying we have to get the deficit down to zero.
We can achieve this goal if we simply hold the annual growth of spending to 3.4% each year. But I fear the Democratic proposal will fail this defining test and will never achieve balance.
Senate Democrats are expected to put out their budget plan next week. The chimneys installed at the Sistine Chapel at the Vatican to burn the ballots that will be used to elect the next pope.
When the cardinals begin voting in the Sistine...